In ancient times, the Celts lived throughout what is now known as Western Europe. The tribes each had their own lands and customs. The Galatians lived in northern Hispania, making their homes in what is now Spain and Portugal. The Gauls lived in what is now known as France. Their villages spread across rolling, grassy hills and high mountains. The Britons lived in Britannia, and the mighty River Thames ran through the country, providing food and water for the people who resided there. While the Celts were spread far and wide and had many different cultures, there was one thing that brought them all together: the goddess Epona. Riding on a tall white horse with a cornucopia of food tied to her back, Epona explored the continent, bringing hope, sustenance, and help to the people she met. While much information about her has been lost over the centuries, she was revered across the continent as a protector of animals, fertility, and agriculture. Some of the Gauls lived very close to the mighty Roman Empire in the east. They had heard that Epona's worship went so far as Rome itself. This is one imagining of how that came to be. On a crisp and sunny December morning, the wind rustled through the leafy trees of the pasture where Epona's mare lived. The gentle hills of the Cornish countryside in the southwest of Britannia were dotted with thick green trees and small cottages. The round houses with thatched roofs kept families toasty warm in the colder months. Winter flowers bloomed in the fields, and closer to the homes, farmers cultivated the land. Today was Epona's feast day, and she planned to travel all around Gaul and Britannia to visit her followers and sit at the tables laid in her honor. Epona pulled her purple robe around her, feeling snug and warm as her auburn hair blew back with the wind. The white hair of the horse also glistened in the sun. The mare's thick tail swished back and forth at the thought of adventure. Epona had heard of an Eastern Empire who had very different cultures and customs to the Celts. So this year, on her feast day, she decided that she would go to visit the Romans too. But first, she would attend each and every one of the celebrations held in her honor in the Celtic lands. It was rumored that it was impossible to catch Epona because she rode so fast. This year, her speed would be tested as she traveled farther than ever before. Epona mounted her beautiful horse. She felt more comfortable on horseback than anywhere else in the world. When she was on her mare, she knew she was strong, safe, and protected.